With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Investigation underway in Arizona, where authorities say a man who was involved in a human smuggling operation was shot Tuesday in an exchange of gunfire at the U.S. Border Patrol after the gunman had fired at a federal helicopter. FBI agents returned fire, striking the man and wounding him. More Arctic air expected as the death toll keeps climbing.
In New York City over the weekend, where temperatures dipped dangerously low and snow rose to record heights, 10 people were found dead on the streets. Mayor Zoran Mamdani says it's still unclear if they died of hypothermia, but the city was doubling its efforts to get people shelter. A new influx of Arctic air expected to spur freezing temperatures in parts of the country, says National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth.
For some people, it's going to be the coldest they've seen in several years. But for others, it could be the longest duration of cold in several decades.
I'm Julie Walker.
Census Bureau reports a slight increase in America's population.
The 0.5% growth rate for 2025 was a sharp drop from 2024's almost 1% growth rate, which was the highest since 2001 and fueled by immigration. Immigration increased by almost 1.3 million people last year, compared to 2024's increase of almost 2.8 million people.
That is correspondent Haya Panjawani. After 2 weeks of intense political and legal scrutiny, the Federal Reserve will seek to make this week's meeting about interest rates as straightforward and uneventful as possible. Central Bank's Interest Rate Setting Committee is almost certain to keep that short-term rate unchanged at about 3.6% after three straight quarter-point cuts last year. More on these stories, SRN News. Well, Americans consider moral absolutes. Michael Harrington explains.
The Family Research Council has released a wide-ranging poll not of the general population, but of people who attend church on a regular basis. Amongst the questions was one about moral absolutes, laws or truths that apply to everyone at all times. The FRC research finds that amongst regular churchgoers, 49% say they do not believe in moral absolutes. 40% say they do, and 11% of those who answer the question aren't sure. Michael Harrington reporting.
Federal agency in charge of enforcing workplace anti-discrimination laws voting to rescind its own guidance on how to guard against harassment at work. EEOC's new Republican majority voted to rescind the Biden-era document. Why? Because it promoted transgenderism. This is SRN News. As the United States copes with an Arctic chill, the land down under, well, how about a searing heat wave? Here's correspondent Karen Chamis.
Australia have sweltered in record temperatures close to 122 Fahrenheit during a prolonged heat wave. Rural towns in Victoria State registered preliminary highs of 120 degrees Fahrenheit on Tuesday. If confirmed, these were top records set in 2009 during the Black Saturday bushfires, which killed 173 people.
UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer heading to China, aiming to improve relations with Beijing amid tensions with the United States. Starmer hopes for an economic boost for Britain, but risks backlash from conservatives at home and President Trump. Starmer's accompanied by a delegation of corporate leaders. More details, srnnews.com.